This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
They're saying it's pronounced like the Replacements quarterback Shane Falco, so Malcho.
Good luck to me.
Shane Falco,
yeah,
so Malcho.
We've given away too much.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
Are you familiar with the work of one Cristiano Ronaldo, Shane Falco, so Malcho?
Yeah. I mean, I know he plays cricket.
He's a handsome lad.
He's always like fake tan.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's really rich because he played for the Saudis in addition to being one of the best soccer players in the world.
Yeah, I know he's rich. I think he's weird.
Yeah, he is a little weird. Do yourself a favor and look up his... he just got engaged. Look at the ring. Remember when Kobe Bryant had the little oopsie in Colorado and he bought his gal a $5 million don't take half my stuff ring?
Yeah, this thing is like a ping pong ball.
So wait, he was not married?
No. He's been with this gal for a while, but you know.
How old is he?
I don't know. He's probably in his 30s, mid 30s.
That's a good, solid Derek Jeter type move.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You got to wait to get married, man.
Yeah, and he's played the field plenty.
He's 40.
Oh, he's 40?
Whoa.
Oh, he is pulling a full on Jeter. What would you.
He looks great.
How would you describe. How many carats is that ring?
It looks like a turtle is sitting on her ring finger.
That is a really good.
A really shiny turtle.
A really shiny turtle. She was swimming, and a turtle latched onto her finger and isn't letting go.
Georgina Rodriguez. You know what I think about him? Can I tell you what I think about him?
Yeah, yeah.
It's estimated to be between 25 and 30 carats.
How much would that cost?
I don't know.
Between $2 and $5 million.
Really?
Says, according to AI.
That's got to be more than that. The Kobe Bryant one wasn't anywhere near that.
Wasn't that one 4 mil?
I thought it was a $5 million don't leave me ring.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
Dude, that might be I don't know why that just came across my Twitter timeline. And I was like, that's the largest thing. It's the best description for it it looks like a turtle is on her finger.
You know what's happening.
What?
Well, your algorithm is getting wedding rings thrown into it. I wonder why.
I feel a little...
You must be shopping for rings over there.
I feel a little uncomfortable with that.
Why? Just get her a knockoff. Get her like a replica of that.
I don't think I could afford the replica of that. Maybe if I made one out of like paper mache, like I'm being dead serious.
Would I what?
Well, like
no.
Even if you could, like, what is the?
What's the point?
Like that thing.
Well, she's high maintenance. She needs it.
Does that just make? I would think that just gives you a finger cramp all day.
Is it like NFL contracts? It just has to be a little bit bigger than what the last superstar gave his girl.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you're Cristiano Ronaldo. You really need, like, if you're proposing, you, dude. I hate to say this, but
you have to do that.
Yeah. Well, you got to be up there, dude. You can't be, you know, because internet will see.
Internet will see. I mean, I just.
I mean, of all the bros,
it's like a Super Bowl ring. And you wear that every day.
She's got a little tat on her ring finger, too. You see that?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's a little...
What is that?
I don't know. Maybe that's a...
Is that a swastika?
Place it here. I don't...
I mean, place what there?
Well, hey, the Nazi power hour. Where do I find that?
The $10 million... I mean,
I guess... The thing I think about him, and I really... I don't want to say dislike, but I just don't...
You're about to say you dislike.
No, I just... I don't really understand why people do it, but he is 100% contrived. Like he just doesn't.
He's like a little Alex Rodriguez thing about him.
He's a manufactured image and individual.
Everything is fake. Like he'll post pictures trying to be more, you know, like because he gets this, you know, he has this reputation. So he'll post pictures like at the family dinner table. Like I've seen some of his stuff, you know, and it's like, dude,
at one point he was
like the most followed male on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Like he's one of the most popular, most recognizable men on the planet.
Yeah.
And he's wildly handsome. Women love him. So he's obviously, you know, I mean, I just think, I don't know. He's just one of those guys that he could have the entire world eating on the palm of his hand. Mm-hmm. And yet he does this kind of. Put up a wall, kind of fakey.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just be yourself, dude. Yeah. You're freaking Cristiano Ronaldo. You have abs of steel. What are you afraid of?
It is a little strange. I don't know what that it's like to...
Bothers me a little bit when guys do this.
I wonder, like, when you're that famous, like, is it pot? Like, can you just not be normal? Like, was he normal when he was 20 and then you become...
Well, you know what I think he is? I think he's shockingly boring. And I think he knows that.
Hmm.
You know, like people want to see the authentic Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
There's probably not that much to the authentic Cristiano Ronaldo.
He's a handsome idiot.
Well, he can play soccer, apparently. Yeah. Or cricket, whatever he does. I don't know.
I believe that's football.
And look at those abs. He doesn't have to do much else. And maybe that's his whole point. But it's just like, come on, man. Tell a joke or something.
Well, I guess he just buys the world's biggest diamond ring. I want to know, like, if you're Bezos, like, did Bezos drop that? Because that dude's worth, you know, $180 billion. Do we, like, I just didn't know. I didn't know if you had that kind of money that you went with that. Like, I would think that that ring is silly and you wouldn't want that on your finger. That seems like the most pretentious thing that you could have. Is having a turtle for a ring. Again, that's like if you're an idiot that walks around with a Super Bowl ring on your hand every day. It seems kind of douchey. Don't you get to the point where it's so big, it looks tacky?
Yes.
That looks tacky to me. I don't think that looks in any way.
Well, you should tell her. I mean, I'm sure she cares what you think. You know, I'm sure they're listening right now going, oh my God, Sook said it was tacky.
It was tacky.
I have to take that back.
I'm learning that one of the largest engagement rings ever was given to Mariah Carey by her billionaire boyfriend. 35 carats on that one.
God. So Ronaldo probably a billionaire by now, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm looking at Bezos's ladies.
And yeah, like Bezos's lady. So he's been married. This is his second. Is he married to this
lady? Yeah, he married. They like rented out Venice. Not part of Venice.
No,
they rented
all of Venice.
All of Venice.
Yes, his net worth over $1 billion and projected to be over $2 billion by the time he retires in a couple years.
So it does look like Bezos' gal has a competing turtle.
There's really only one. Well, there are only a handful of women, maybe 50 to 100, who could turn to their husbands and go after seeing the Ronaldo rock and go, what the hell is this on my finger? And one of them is Lauren Sanchez. Yeah.
Hers is 30 carats.
30 carats!
So I stand correct. I just assumed at some point.
So like, I think you, when you're that rich, you have to. That's the expectation.
Like you get her a 15 carat ring, and she's like, "What's? Excuse me, Jeffrey."
Now, did you see the very short commentary from the fiance that she posted?
No.
She said, "Yes, I do. Aww. In this and in all of my lives."
Ah.
What does that even mean? Like reincarnation?
What the hell?
What the hell is going on? It means you're worth $2 billion and I would like to be a part of $2 billion.
Now, what the hell is going on?
Do you wear that every... Like, do you have to be careful? I mean, dude, somebody could just...
I got to think that mostly goes in a safe, right?
Yeah, like, you don't wear that.
And then you have, like, a second... You have an everyday wearer that you have as well?
I think she just wears that bitch and is like, whatever.
Bro.
If something happens to it, oh, well, you got to buy me a new one. You're Jeff Bezos or you're Ronaldo. I think you're wearing that thing.
They're going to have thieves stalking them in no time.
Totally.
Yeah, but even if you steal that, like, I'm pretty sure you can find it. Like, where do you...
It's like stolen art. Where do you sell it?
Where do you sell that?
That's true.
I just came across the timeline and I was like, I honestly did not think that rings were that big. I was not aware that you could buy a ring that large.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
So some diamond guy just has that sitting around somewhere and like how long has that been sitting there? And he's
they make those, don't they? Don't they make those? Don't they build them like Build-A-Bears?
No, I don't think that's the way that works. I don't think
you can with synthetic ones, but I'm guessing this is real.
I'm guessing that Jeff Bezos did not get a lab-grown diamond, nor did Ronaldo.
He probably mined it himself. He probably took his space. It's probably from space. It's a space rock. He took his space penis up there and grabbed a little space rock.
Wouldn't that be something if you took the space penis? Well, I do think the most valuable stone we have is a moon rock. There's a whole book called Sex on the Moon about the theft of moon rocks. And if Bezos was really a baller, he'd get her a moon rock. Your vaginas didn't power the penis rocket to space.
Can you imagine giving your fiance a moon rock ring?
She's like, oh, it's kind of cloudy. I don't know if I like it.
Well, it wouldn't look cool, but it would be the most valuable thing that you could have. But you wouldn't be able to, like, you would have to explain to people, like, dude, why do you have a rock? Like, why do you have, like, a piece of coral? And you're like, dude, it's a moon rock.
Because my husband's Jeff Bezos, and he mined it from space. Is that the ultimate? You like apples?
Yes.
God.
Someone would look up moon rocks.
Space Force.
They're not, they don't look like jewels, but that would be the biggest big penis move, or in this case, power vagina move of all time, for someone to be like, nice ring, and you're like, yeah, it's a moon rock, bitch. That would be the ultimate, and then like you slap it like Real Housewife style. That would be the ultimate flex. And I think, by the way, it's illegal to buy them and sell them. So if you did it, it would have to be a full-on black market sort of thing.
All right, something you had no idea still exists, but not for much longer. Next on The Fan.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm hurt.
No, sir, don't.
Look, we're onto something here with this Bush League giant diamond thing. So for one of these 30-carat diamonds, the turtle rings, you're looking between like $3 and $5 million. A moon rock, one moon rock, a gram, which is, we looked it up, a gram is about 5 carats. So 1 gram of a moon rock, little under 5 carats, will run you about $5 million.
Mm.
So really, these rings are Bush League. If you want to be a baller and you want to flex, you go out and get yourself like a 15-carat moon rock and you'll blow this stupid thing out of the water.
Well, what if you did a moon rock surrounded by 30 carats?
There you go. Now, that's the swing. Quite frankly, if I was Lauren Sanchez, I'd be a little unhappy with my turtle ring. Like, really, Jeff?
Especially because you have a husband
who has a space
penis.
Who
has a rocket.
Yes. He can go get him. Like, NASA's up there. Like, you can't procure that? Come on, Jeff.
America, yeah.
Be better than that.
Well, guys, it's over. Rest in peace, AOL.
Oh, dude, I have a buddy of mine who still has an AOL email address. Gets me every time.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Before I get to the AOL story.
Yeah.
I was told the other day that I have an email address that is like that.
You still
like,
have an email?
I don't have an AOL address, but I have, mine is with Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was kind of making fun of me for it.
You got clowned on?
A little bit.
Really? For Comcast?
Yeah. But isn't that all of them? Like, because
when you sign up, you get an automatic email address.
Well, right. But I mean, like, I guess my question is do people update their email addresses just so they don't get clowned for having an old one?
I don't know about that, but I do feel like there's certainly been points in time when, like, Apple introduced their email server and everybody on iPhone could have one. Also, when Gmail came out and was, like, a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't. Nobody's service was coming from there, but now, so many people have a Gmail account because their interface was a little bit better, more robust. There was the chat function.
What about Hotmail? I got my Hotmail account.
Yeah, see, that's worse than Comcast.
I think that's a little more archaic.
I had some Hotmail.
Now, do you still have Hotmail?
Oh, I have no idea. Could tell you.
What my wife has
Bagheera
Yahoo.
68 on at Hotmail.com.
Bagheera 68? Like the Jungle Book?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Old Bagheera 68 on Hotmail, man. That was the thing. It's the thing back in the day.
So I think Hotmail gets made fun of now.
Yeah.
Does Yahoo get made fun of? Because that's my wife's.
I don't think so.
I do think Hotmail is the number one made fun of.
Well, AOL is number one.
Oh,
if
sure.
If somebody still has AOL. But AOL is shutting down. I don't know if you knew that it was still around.
So he will have to. I'm not kidding. I've known this guy forever, and he's a very successful guy. And I'll tell you, every time he sends me something and I see the AOL, it throws me for a loop.
Well, I don't know if he can. He may still be able to keep it because they're discontinuing their dial-up internet. Still existed. Yeah.
Get that CD.
Known for its nostalgic beeps and chirps. It's over. September 30th.
Huh. And yes, Hotmail, now Outlook.com.
Outlook.
Yeah, but it says the users are experiencing issues with their account. So
with Hotmail?
Yeah, it sounds like it's... So it's a bit of a problem.
Okay, now, I may be way off base on this, probably am.
Yeah.
But as an old, I feel like it's a huge pain in the ass to switch over your email. Is it not?
I think it is.
Because, so that's why people have old ones.
Yeah.
Because they don't, it's like, why switch it?
Yeah. Because the reason the new ones exist is because they're better.
With what?
They either have more data storage, they have better functionality, they have better ease of use. I mean, there wasn't much incentive for everyone to go get a Gmail account, except for it was just better than what everyone had.
By the way, there's a lot of people that are chiming in on the text program saying they still rock their Hotmail account.
Guess
still have my Hotmail account. I get made fun of for it. It's my first and last name signed up for in college. Works great.
Yeah, right. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's like, email. Like what could be so cool about email?
It's like four or five people that still have it on here. Well,
the other thing that's changed it is that now so many people are getting their email on their phones. Like, if you're sitting down in front of a computer, there's certainly better and worse interfaces for email. But if you're just getting it pushed through your iPhone, it doesn't really matter.
Well, I got to tell you, guys.
It is a little embarrassing, though, if you have, like, a bad, like, a name that you signed up for in college. And then, like, you have, you know, if you're, like Big D Energy, you know, 6969.
Top Fart 101.
Yeah, like, you might want to think about. You might want to think about changing that just a bit.
Yeah, I had a buddy in college who was like, I think he got out of college and was like applying for jobs with a like Fatty Slims at gmail.com.
Yeah.
You're like, no.
Yeah, I might want to change that to, you know, just maybe the first and last name with a number on that thing. I think we all went through a rough screen name.
I never did that.
You never had that?
No, I never did anything.
You never had one of those?
No. But I will say our email here kind of sucks, don't you think?
Why?
Well, because I have problems with it sending things. Like, so we have an Odyssey account. So we have our own email here. And then we use Outlook. Right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
We have Outlook.
Yeah, Outlook. Because we're all Google stuff here. And so on Outlook, then you put in your inbox can have all your email addresses there.
Yeah, it's just all in one thing.
But when I'm using Outlook, not when I'm using my other mail app, but when I'm using Outlook because the Odyssey emails are on there, it has trouble sending. Like, I'll send things and they never went.
Honestly,
it's kind of a troublesome email, I'm not going to lie.
I'm a moron, so I just have never noticed any difference between... I have a Gmail account and I have a work account, and they've been the exact same for 25 years, and I've never changed.
That's the same as me. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, the interface.
You notice a difference.
I think the interface for this Google Outlook sucks. Mm.
And I think that is Outlook, because I get my Odyssey email through Gmail. They also, you can interface through Gmail, and I think it's way better, and I don't have problems with it.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I just, right. I don't know. I just,
I'm going to, because
when I had Comcast, I got a Comcast One. I have an Apple One, and I don't use them ever.
But see, I thought, okay, so this is how dumb I am. I thought we had to use Outlook.
No.
Because all of our stuff is shared via like Google Drive and all that crap.
You can use Gmail.
Well, I don't have Gmail. I'm just saying.
Well,
you can log into your Odyssey account via Gmail.
Via Gmail.
You don't
Gmail.
Have to have a Gmail account.
And I'm with Buck. I log into mine via
You use Gmail?
I use Gmail.
Ah, sweet. I'm switching over.
Yeah. And then I have my personal accounts on Gmail, so it allows me just to toggle back and forth.
Just toggles back and forth between the two. And then you can send all your scandalous emails, you know, via, you know.
It's dangerous, though. You don't want to mix those up.
BigBuckEnergy69@gmail.com. What's up, ladies?
God.
I would give anything if your email was BigBuckEnergy69.
No, the closest we ever got was something like DaBucksta.
Oh, God. That's even worse.
I also love.
Seventh grade. Leave me alone.
When someone, and every now and then you'll see it, when someone will say, I have a guy who I know that his email is just, I want to say it's at Gmail or Hotmail, and it's just Ted@Gmail.
Oh, that's awesome.
He got, like, he's
is that
the,
his name?
He's the, yeah, he's Ted. He's the first one. Like, all those years ago. It's not Ted, like, 74, 91. He's just Ted.
There's a handful of those on Twitter and Instagram, and apparently those are super valuable. Yes. People will, like, pay money for them. Yeah. Andre Iguodala was one of the first people to get on Twitter, and his handle is just @Andre. Yeah. And, like, Joe Buck, just @Buck. I was very disappointed to find out I could not have that.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. You ever tried, like, trying to sign up for something? And, like, I would think that, like, Suk is or Sukanic. No.
Yeah,
they're
no,
all taken.
37 in line ahead of you.
Yeah. But there's a dude out there that I know, and I don't know him that well, but his, I'd have to look it up and see what it is, Yahoo or whatever, but he's just Ted. He's freaking Ted. And I'm like, dude, that's the best thing ever. And he said he's had it for, you know, when the very first thing he ever signed up for. He was like, he was a pioneer, and he just gets to be a Ted, which I think is awesome.
Well, I've made a mistake. I do use Gmail. I don't know.
Boy, that's the oldest thing I ever. Know. You griped about some crap that wasn't.
I thought it was Outlook.
Use Outlook.
Gmail sucks. You guys don't have any problem with Gmail?
No,
I mean, not really. Are you doing it through the Gmail app?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, I got the Gmail app, bro.
So what's the problem?
Yeah, seems fine.
I don't know what the problem is. I think the app sucks, and I want a better one.
Rob's having a hard time getting his MySpace messages over.
That's right. He's got a lot of chats on there.
Is MySpace still a thing? Can I have a MySpace account?
That's a good question. I wonder if that died.
Let's go take a look.
I mean, it's always wondering when that's, is that stuff like Napster, is all that stuff just gone, or is it just existing in...
It appears MySpace is still a thing.
Perpetuity. And is anyone on there?
It says it still gets used for music and lifestyle content, but essentially not really.
It is a shadow of its former self.
So I can sign up for a MySpace account.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't. Come where the cool people are.
Come on,
we're all hanging in there.
This is like when the Lloyd Center, we talked about that, the Lloyd Center is becoming a thing for like hipsters. It's only a matter of time before the hipsters like reject everything and go back to MySpace.
Oh, yeah. You know the kids with the wide leg jeans are already on there.
100%. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's the best in music and culture all in one place.
Here's the other thing. I had to email large files the other day. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a pain on our server.
What are you supposed to do?
It's dumb.
What do you do?
You got to cut up those porno clips into smaller bits, man.
I had to email it. I'm like, file too large. All right, I'll zip it. Zips it, saves like 3 megabytes. Oh, great, thanks. Still too large. What do you do?
Send it in the cloud.
Yeah, you put it on Google Drive and send a link, and then the guy's like, well, I can't open it. I'm like, well, I don't know.
You have to have permission to open it. Yeah,
it's beating. Can we not make this easier? Where's AOL when you need it?
Apparently it's shutting down, man.
First world problems screaming from the mountaintops.
Just the dial-up, though, is shutting down. I don't
regular AOL.
Somebody else is like, AOL. What else does AOL have besides dial-up internet?
What? Does AOL
their homepage?
Does AOL
their
have
section?
Yeah, when's the last time you went to an AOL homepage?
I didn't know AOL was still a thing, but it is.
AOL.com, news, politics, sports.
Hey, here's AOL Mail. I'm going to get that app. I bet it's better than this crappy ass one we have here.
My buddy has it. Don't try to tell him it's not cool.
It appears that they are AOL is linked with USA Today.
Yeah, I see it right here. Just found out that mom of country musician Spencer Hatcher is stabbed to death in home invasion.
Who's Spencer Hatcher?
Couldn't tell you. I also don't like when they say country star.
Really? Is it bad that I would care about that if it were somebody that I knew?
Yeah, you're a terrible person.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who that is, so I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
But if it's Carrie Underwood's mom, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, you'd be like, that's so sad.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's kind of a jerky thing to do. You only care if it's someone's
What is the famous. Best email app? That's what I want to know. Text it in. Fan text line.
It's the one I'm using. It's the only one I'm going.
It is not Gmail, I can tell you that.
You could not get me to switch email.
I'm saying app.
I'm saying that
your email doesn't change. All you do is change the app and you just put in your stuff and then it all comes to that.
No.
I'm not saying change your email. I would never change my email address.
Yeah, you're asking too much of me at this point. Now you're asking me to download more stuff. Don't get me started.
Maybe it's just that iPhone mail one.
Yeah. Everyone always wants you to download something new. I'm done downloading. I'm out. This should become the old guy. This is how you become old.
Yeah, while we're at it, I'm sick of coming up with new passwords. There's like 20 of them, and they all got to be a little bit different.
Do you guys have a password keeper thing?
I should, and I don't.
Is that the one where it makes your own, like it makes it for you?
But it just stores them for you, so you don't have to looking for them.
And I swear I do that, but then like other times I go to log in and it doesn't have it, and I'm like, what the?
It doesn't keep the latest one?
It doesn't keep the latest one. It's the whole thing.
It's a pain in it. But if you go on there, if you go on it, it will tell you when, it will warn you when you need to reset one.
I
think all 700 of mine need to be reset. Yes.
I get 2 notifications a week that my information has appeared in a data leak, and would I like to fix it? My answer is always no.
I don't want you to know that I reset, on average, per week, 4 passwords. Because I'm like, I don't remember this. The amount of times that someone from my family texts me and is like, hey, what's the Wi-Fi password? What's the Netflix? And I'm like, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. And they're like, what? I'm like, just reset it. That's what I do. I don't know what it is, and I don't care. It's easier for me to just reset the son of a bitch than it is to take the time to try to remember what it is.
My wife and I now keep a shared note for that stuff, so that when one of us has to ask, no one has to look it up. You can just go to the notes and the other person updated it.
Hey, that shared note thing is clutch. Do you do that with your the BTJ?
She tries to, but I don't understand it.
Really good for shopping lists, too?
Well, she shares it with you, and then if you update it, she gets the updates, and then if she updates it, you get the updates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's great.
I think I would just update it for, like, sexual favors. I think I would just
can do that. You can have a shared sex note.
I think I would just be sending inappropriate messages all day long, and then she would just be like, ugh, and then refuse to acknowledge it anymore. I can't be trusted with those sorts of things. Yeah, she tried to share her calendar with me. It never works. I don't know. She's like, I sent you an invite. I'm like, I don't know. I didn't get it.
Oh, I hate that. That's another one I hate. Calendar invite. I already told you I'd be there. Stay out of my email. I'll be there.
I have like 9 different calendars going
to. I hate those.
I don't know.
Yes, the calendar. I don't use the Google. I refuse to use the Google Calendar because it's only for work, and I just don't. I told you I would be there. I'll be there. If we have a meeting, I will be at the meeting. Okay?
What pisses me off
is... I don't need to say yes.
You get invitations on your Apple calendar and also on your Google calendar, and I think I've accepted something one place, and I haven't. And then my wife's like, how come you didn't get that? I put it on your calendar. I'm like, I didn't... It seems like it's always one or the other, and I hate it.
You want to talk about... See, it's one thing for me to ignore all calendar invites at work.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a landmine?
Oh, yeah.
Sharing a calendar with your wife.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Dude, no way.
To be clear, we don't share a calendar, but when she makes appointments that affect both of us, kids, doctor, vet, stuff like that, then I get an invite for it.
That's cool, but in my house, that would not work until I get a verbal.
Yeah.
I need a You can send the Outlook invite all you want. That is not official until I am verbally told I need to take the kids to the doctor.
Just the opposite for my wife.
There
if it
is
was
not
written down in the app.
Yeah.
That's oh man. So
there has not been truer words than this right here. I know my wife will send me invites and tell me she sent me something like a month ago or talk to me about it, and I have no clue or memory of what you're talking about. So let's go over it again. That happens to me literally every day. And one of these days, the BTJ is going to snap and stab me in the eye with a fork.
Yep.
But that's...
It's always, Well, I sent you the invite, and you accepted it. Okay, I don't remember accepting it. It came up as a notification on my phone. I said yes. I didn't remember.
Guilty. Tell me again.
And if you really want to piss him off, just drop one of these. First I've heard of it. That is a guaranteed I am getting punched or something thrown at me. And it's even when I know it's something she's told me about, probably 7 or 8 times, I love doing that. What the hell is this? First time I've heard of this. And it's just great. It's just great.
Instant trigger.
She cannot help herself. The tiny fists of Asian fury come out every time.
In my house, if she told me something and I missed it, which is 75% of the time.
Absolutely.
Obviously, the discussion works both ways.
Yeah.
There will be times when she has missed something and I clearly told her about it. I remember it because it was a big deal to me at the time or whatever.
Yeah.
But I can't react to her the way she reacts to me when I miss something.
No. Trust me.
And
trust
I feel
me.
That that's unfair.
Somehow, if she has missed something, it is also my fault for not communicating it properly because I didn't put it in the calendar. It's just welcome to the that's the world. I don't even bother fighting it anymore. I drove her car. This happened yesterday. I drove her car on Saturday. She was blocking me in, so I took her Bronco and I reached in and I grabbed a pair of her sunglasses. And I wore those sunglasses when I was out doing whatever I was doing. And then when I stopped, I put the sunglasses back. But she has multiple sunglasses containers. And I put them back in the container that I took them out of. Well, according to her, that was not the appropriate container. And I made the mistake of saying, that's the container at which I took them out.
Mm-mm.
And let's just say that the fiery rages came up and I just was like, I don't care. I whatever. Sure, I'm wrong. I know for a fact that I took them out of that case, that I put it back because I kept the case out of the glove, like out of the armrest.
Listen, man, if you took them out of the wrong spot, it's your job to get them back in the right spot when you return them.
That's right. You're misremembering that.
And so the moment I saw where that was, I just was like, yeah, oh, you're right. And then she's like, you're just patronizing me. And I'm like, I can't win. I'm like, I don't think
you're right. What do you want me to say?
Sure. Whatever gets me out of this conversation right now is the correct answer. So,
well, now you seem annoyed. I am.
And I think I said something like, I am wrong, you're right always, and I love you. And I think she said, that's the right answer. And I said, good.
All right.
Let's try.
Are we done here?
Let's go.
All right. Coming up next, well, we don't have time for anything, so we'll just, I don't know.
Something.
Here's Buck.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
All right, well, we're so far over due to sparked heated email discussions that we don't really have time for anything here. So
got a bit too far.
I'm not going to start something new. I will tell you that I went during the break to go. I was just fed up. So I'm going to go download the iPhone Mail app.
Yeah.
So I'm going to switch everything over to there. Guess how far I got before I bailed on that?
You got about 10 seconds into it, and you were like, this is stupid. I'm not doing this.
7 seconds.
Yeah.
I was like, why am I IP? What? I'll just stick with Outlook. Or, I mean, Gmail.
The amount of times that has happened to me where you'll be like, hey, save 20% by downloading this. And you're like, all right, 20%. And then I'm like, you know what? I'll pay full price.
Barrier for entry too high. We're moving on.
Yeah, all the time. Hey, I want to read this article. What? I got to sign up for a free. Nope, done. Hey, you should click over it and use this. This is a way. Nope. It's the reason why I was an Android user for years, because I didn't want the trouble of going back to an iPhone, because it was kind of a pain in the ass to switch information back. The amount of things that I am willing to endure because the alternative, while better, is a little bit of a hassle, it's shocking. The amount of things that I will just continue with. I'm like, it's good. It's good enough.
It's fine.
I'm fine.
You know what? The Gmail app, I hate it, but it's fine.
And that right there is that might be, if I had to sum up my life's philosophy in like one sentence, it would be that. It's fine. Hey, shouldn't you? It's fine. Hey, well, you want to make a home? It's fine.
It's more people should have that attitude. You can't control everything. No, there's things that are just going to suck.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything sucks. So it's just like, you know, it's fine, whatever.
The more you can produce the it's fine, the happier your life will be.
That's right.
The more up in arms you get about stuff, you can do it, but it's a waste of your time.
You're going to have a heart attack.
The BTJ always gets frustrated at me because she says that I don't care about anything, and that's why I don't, like, she wants me to be more engaged. And I say all the time, it's also why I don't have any stress. And she goes, and that's what pisses her off. Not that I'm not engaged in things. She's pissed that I don't have stress.
She doesn't like that you're carefree.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you should hold a seminar and have her be the first person to sign up.
And I'm carefree because I learned the phrase, and it's fine. Hey, you'll be all right. It's a good, now I would say it doesn't lead you to be Jeff Bezos. You're not going to lead, like, you're not like starting any like great company. But you're going to be pretty happy. It's fine.
Well, you could start a great company, but you wouldn't see it through.
No, probably not.
You'd be like, this kind of sucks. Whatever. It's fine.
I'd be that guy that would sell my company, and then someone like, I'd sell it for $7, and then like a year later, someone would sell it for $700 million. I'd be like, damn it. Should have seen that one through.
All right. We'll wrap it up next on 105.1 The Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Now I'm reading about Spark email app. Might toy with that one later.
No, you won't. You're not going to do a damn thing.
Throw that on my phone, see what that's all about. Toy around with it. It's like AI
You were going to do jack S with that.
Spark.
That's adorable.
Spark. Might even invest.
Oh, I love stuff where I tell, like, right now, I have at least four separate things that I have told myself for a year that I'm going to get around to do.
Oh, what are they?
I want to get rid of the remainder popcorn ceiling in my house.
Okay.
That's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, that's a pretty big thing, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not just...
Well, but there's one room, like, in the downstairs, I have every bit removed or a new ceiling other than one room, and it really looks out of place because it's the only room, and I keep telling myself, and I've done the others, I know how to do it. I've been telling myself that for at least 2 years. It hasn't happened yet. Simple thing, I gotta move a closet rod like up a little bit. There's like two, you know, I just have to move one up so it doesn't hang on the ground. Would take me 10 minutes to do. Been talking
let's
about.
Let's get after that one. Let's tackle that one tonight. That's an easy one.
Yeah, I've been talking about it for a year.
Let's go.
When's that going to happen? I don't know. Just good luck. Good luck with that one. These are the sorts of things that are quite easy to do, and they don't take a lot of time. And it's well within my capabilities. And I won't do it. Somewhere down the road, years from now, I'll be like, oh, I should probably do that, and then I'll go do it. I have two things in my garage that I just need to throw away. I need to like haul to the dump or to Goodwill. Been in there for 8 months. And every day I walk out and see them, I'm like, well, that takes up a lot of room for no reason. I should go get rid of those. Never do it. Ever.
Well, you're not going to change now.
No. No, I'm not. And I understand. Like, do you know, like, I can tell when I'm like, oh, I should do that. I know in my mind, oh, I'll never do that. Then why do I tell myself to do it? Couldn't tell you.
Because you know you need to. You know you probably should.
Yeah. But I know I'm lying to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we lie to ourselves all the time.
I'll get around to that this weekend. No, I won't. I know damn well I'm not going to do it this weekend.
I'm going to go home and lie to myself about how many drinks I'm not going to have.
Oh, yeah, that happens too.
I'll just do one.
That's right. Just one or two tonight.
Boy, this
After all, it is only a Monday.
I can't tell you the number of times I've told the missus, honey, I won't be late. We're just going to have one or two. We're not going to make it a late night, 1:30 in the morning.
Ugh. All right, everybody, have a great night. Our show returns tomorrow, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.